Song is so old, motherfuckers. What's up, downtown LA? What's Los Angeles like today? I stayed in bed all day. I had a good bed, good sleep last night. Slept with a chick. No, I didn't. What the fuck? I wish I did. However, tonight, we're gonna get laid. It's the 4th of July. America just threw up. Bunch of red, white, and blue. So fucking sick of this holiday. I used to really enjoy it. I actually used to go to the Village, watch the parade, watch the girls I would once date. Dance with the little leotards. I got sick of that really, really fast when I was 8 years old. And then another 8 years later, I still did the same thing. Never really grew out of that shit. Now I'm a grown man living in Los Angeles, on the east side. I enjoy it. I still do the same thing, except I don't look at young chicks now. I look at old chicks. So we're going to have a good 4th of July tomorrow. This is the Adam O podcast. Hope you guys are fucking well. Hope everybody's well. Excuse my French. This TV show lasted 2 days too long. So I'm by myself today. That's right. I don't have a guest. My guest will be here next week. Next week's guest will be the world famous Tupac impersonator. That's right. Tupac Shakur will be on the Adam O podcast next Tuesday night. So don't miss that episode. In the meantime, let's say hello to my intern, Mindy. What's up, Mindy?
Not much. What's up?
Not too much. What are you going to do for the 4th of July?
Band practice and barbecue and beer.
You know, you have a great voice, Mindy. A great radio voice. It's very distinct. Do you ever do characters?
I sound like an angry 2-year-old.
You do sound like an angry 4-year-old.
Four.
Cute. I would say four. I think two is too young.
Okay.
You speak clear.
Oh, yeah. A little bit.
So what's your band's name?
Dangerously Sleazy.
Now, you're the bass player?
I'm the drummer.
Fuck yeah, rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been drumming for?
15 years.
15 years. So the 4th of July is just going to be band practice for you.
Band practice in the afternoon, beer, burgers in the evening.
You know, every time I see you, you always talk about meat. You must love meat.
Sorry. Oh, I'm from Iowa. I grew up cuddling with cows.
Right on. How do you enjoy the Adam O podcast so far, the two shows that we've done together?
It's been adventurous.
It's been adventurous. Way to describe this show.
Yeah. But
carry on.
Okay. Fun and enjoyable. Unpredictable.
Now, what other shows do you do here at Skid Row Studios besides this unpredictable program of the Adam O podcast?
Pinata Hour, Sexy Time Talk, and The Call Sheet on Saturdays.
How fucking good is Pinata Hour? I love that show.
It's
those guys
awesome.
Are so fucking cool. The opposite of me. I'm uptight sometimes and I'm loose when I'm drunk. Those guys are always fucking loose. I think they smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
They do, right?
Not here, but somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, there's no cops here, Mindy. I know. Yeah. I know you're growing up.
Shh.
We don't have to talk about who comes into the studio and does what.
Yeah.
We're growing ups. No, but I get what you're saying. They're pretty kick-ass.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to the future of the Adam O podcast, the comedians we're going to bring on. But in the meantime, we're going to take it away to a song that I've been ODing to lately. It's by Edward Sharpe and the Magnificent... Fuck, I don't even know their names. Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. This is called Man on Fire. Fucking love this song. It gets you in a great mood. No, it doesn't. All right, take it away.
I'm a man on fire, walking through your street with one guitar and two dancing feet. Only one desire, that's left in me on the whole damn world to come dance with me.
That was Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. A good song to touch your girlfriend to at midnight when the clock strikes. This is really fun so far. I'm really enjoying this. I feel like a college DJ. However, Mindy, what do you think of that song? It's not your style, is it?
I could get down to it at the right occasion.
What's the right occasion for a song like that, Mindy?
Driving in the rain or chilling on the couch.
So a musician has a different mind than, say, a comedian. A comedian just likes lovely music. A musician, it's all set to a mood. Is that correct?
Maybe.
Like, for all you know, I'm just playing a character now. This isn't even my real voice, and I probably talk like this. Hey, everybody, it's
me.
Adam. No, I talk like this. And I'm like, whoa. And I come on the air, and I'm like, hey, motherfuckers, I'm angry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sure. So, enough with the cuckoo stuff. I want to share with you guys a little explosion in my life this week. It's about midnight. always talking about midnight. Midnight's good to watch Breaking Bad, to hug your computer. So I was in my bed and I had this breakthrough of tears. And I realized those tears lasted a while. I was really lonely and I realized that I have to be myself if I want a relationship, as Mindy Fingers touches the keyboard and I hear everything that she's typing. It sounds like this fucker's on drugs. However, yes. All right, so let's keep that typing on a low while my poetry explodes. And somebody told me I should exercise. It might help your endorphins and make you feel good. Because lately, kids, I've been out at the wee hours of the night thinking about my career, not doing what I want to do in my career for the last 2 weeks since the breakfast show ended at the Echo. So I've been walking around the Silver Lake Reservoir and I've been trying to pick up dogs or chicks with dogs.
The dogs or the chicks?
All right, shut up. All right, so...
Which catches your attention,
you know, Mindy,
first?
I think the dogs catch my attention first.
Me too. They're so cute.
They are. So my poetry's exploding in your pants right now. You're listening to this program here at Skid Row Studios, the Atomo podcast. And I feel a lot better. I'm wearing all black now. Skinny jeans and a red leather jacket. I do a radio show with John Lennon glasses now. So 2 days of exercise has changed my life. I even go up to the homeless ladies now in Skid Row and I beg for change with them. I'm so confident. I'm very confident. With that said, this story means nothing to you. But we all have a similar story of loneliness. And my loneliness has been shared. Mindy, do you have any loneliest? What's the loneliest thing that's happened to you all week?
Loneliest. I hung out by myself the other night and I watched a documentary on obesity and that made me pretty lonely.
Okay, so we'll be right back with this song. So sit back, kids, and enjoy what happened in my life. And it really relates to this song. Bye. Yeah, that was the Ramones, 1979. That's right. The song's pretty cool. I liked this girl last week, which is why I'm backwards in 6 degrees of separation right now. And I started with the dog walk around the reservoir. That led me to losing a pound in a red leather jacket and a black skinny t-shirt so I could fit in on the pinata hour now and tears of separations and high five everybody while Mindy gets high and all her crew laughs because that's what we do when we're having fun. The intellect falls flat without a guest. And we all know that. We all know that. So that's where I'm at, kids. However, what I was trying to say is this chick had 4 hours. I had 4 hours to save this girl from getting back with her ex-girlfriend, boyfriend. And I really dig this girl, man. So did my best friend. And we both like this girl. And I was trying to hook him up with this chick. I'm not going to mention her name. Because all we know is that people will question and answer me later about how cheesy I was handling this. I haven't heard from her since Friday, since I wrote a Facebook thing saying, you have 4 hours, kids, to help me save this chick from getting back with her ex-boyfriend. They went on a date that night. I guess a casual frenzy. And that's the last I heard. She could be kidnapped right now. Or she could be sleeping in his white linen sheets. Fucking jocks. Fuck you. Don't like you. So now I'm lonely. I'm super lonely. I'm giving all my money to charity. And I want you to call up the station right now and talk to me. I want to save myself from the podcast days of loneliness and talking into a microphone. I want to be free and flow. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Everybody needs help. So if you're listening to this show, you could call up 800-893-9562 and you can help me get back my charm. I do well with a guest. However, by myself is where I struggle. If you listen to my story earlier, I struggle by myself. I'm thinking about getting therapy, talking to somebody. Friends don't want to hear you bitch and moan. So I'm thinking about it. Mindy, have you ever done therapy?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about therapy. Is it really intimidating or does it really help you?
I've had both experiences. Once it really helped. Once my therapist was super crazy and judgmental and would argue about me. What I was talking about, and that kind of made things uncomfortable.
Mindy, are you racist?
No.
Okay, go on.
Okay, I don't know. Therapy helps a lot. I need it.
This is going to be good. I think we're going to break into something great. Give us a couple weeks, folks, until Mindy and I explode this radio station. Just give us a couple weeks. Be patient. Remember, I started off doing a kids show on this air. Eight shows later, I decided to bring on a stripper. And that's when everything happened. So right now we're in a big transition, an energy field, an ocean with water. What were you saying, Mindy?
Well, I was talking about therapy.
Yeah, this is all therapy. Don't you understand? This is one big performance.
I'm
this is therapy. You're my therapist.
I am.
You're behind
listening.
A glass.
Oh, yeah. I'm secretly listening.
You're secretly listening.
I'm spying.
You are spying. I've always had fear of actresses trying to take over my jobs.
Actresses?
Yeah. Aw. Fucking actresses. Never dated an actor.
You never dated an actor?
No, but I want to do karaoke to this song tonight. What do you say?
What song? Do it right now.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. And if I share with you, would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I reap what I done sow. Hey, hey. Well, let me tell you something, all that bitters ain't gold. Hey, hey. It's been a long old troublesome road, and I'm looking for somebody.
postman. I need this job more than you know. But he gave me my last paycheck and he sent me on out the door. Well, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. And I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Sorrow. Maybe it's inside the bottle.
Maybe it's inside the bottle.
I had some good old buddies, names of whiskey and wine.
Hey, hey.
And for my good old buddies, I spent my last dime.
Hey, hey.
Now wine is good to me. You help me pass the time. And my good old buddy whiskey keep me warm in sunshine.
Hey, hey.
Your mama may have blessed the child. Myself down to the bone, and I swear on Grandpa's grave I'll be paid when I come home.
Hey, hey.
Well, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
Hey, hey.
Said I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
Hey, hey.
Well, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. And if I share with you my story,
I need a dollar, Mindy, I need a dollar, and this girl sell my face. I need a dollar, Mindy, I need a girl sell my face. I need some heroin, but I don't do drugs, so I need it. I never done drugs, but I smoked marijuana 9,000 times. I need some drugs so I can loosen up. Mindy needs drugs so her and her boyfriend can fuck. I need a dollar. Dollar, dollar is what I need. So we're having fun at minute 30 in this podcast. Took us a while, motherfuckers, but we're back. So this is the Adamo Podcast. Please call up 800-893-9562 so I could talk to somebody. And Mindy could talk to somebody. We're at Skid Row Studios, and that's 800-893-9562. And that was a pretty kick-ass song by Aloe Black called I Need a Dollar. I've always enjoyed it. Quite old now. But anytime you're tossing and turning, you can't find your woman's vagina, you always play that song, and a dollar will pop out, and you might see a leprechaun that comes out too. However, it's just Jurassic Park at the dark, at midnight, in the park. I don't even have a Prius, but I talk like I do. What kind of car do you drive, Mindy?
None.
Fuck yeah, man.
I drive a lot of vans at my work.
My apartment is the size of a van. Really? So why do you drive vans at your work?
It's my job.
What's your job? Do you mind sharing?
I work at a tour van rental company.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you sell these vans to people?
We just rent them out, but they're pretty swanky.
I mean, do a lot of drug dealers come by and they think they could cook meth in one of these things?
No, they're a bit classy for the meth crowd.
Too much Breaking Bad on my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Is this a 9-to-5-er?
My job?
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Nice.
Sometimes there's the overtime.
Nice. So what's the last comedy show you've been to, Mindy?
A lovely lady named Allison who goes by the Dirty Guitar Girl. She's pretty funny.
The Dirty Guitar Girl. And where does the Dirty Guitar Girl play?
I saw her at the Redwood with Clownvis.
Okay, I know twice the dudes. Yeah, great. That's a good show, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So what does she sing about?
She sings about dirty things, sexual dirty things.
Do sexual things make you uncomfortable, Mindy, when girls sing about whacking it?
Not when girls sing about it.
But when a guy like me with a straight face and a leather jacket and a beer belly talks about whacking it, it gets you uncomfortable, right?
As long as you're not doing it.
Well, I have a rubber band in my arm.
Oh.
Or in
my
thumbs.
What could you do with that rubber band?
I don't know. I just want to make you nervous. My friend told me the other day, he's like, I don't want to ever act. I can't act, but I could play a great psycho. You give me a role as a psycho and I could act. And it's interesting. I think it's easier for a human being to be psycho than be normal when they're put on the spot. Correct?
Yeah.
I mean, we have emotions.
Psycho comes natural to me, so that's a bit easier than acting normal.
So what gets you in trouble, Mindy?
Prank calling.
Oh, I wish we could prank call. I want to call a girl at Garage Pizza. She burnt the fuck out of my mouth with pizza slices.
That's hurts. Something to get angry about.
I'm angry today, actually. Do you feel it?
A little.
I just want to add a couple aggressive downtowners. I think this is what they like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of true. I walk in somewhere. I hate restaurants in LA right now. I'm very upset. The service is lousy and everybody speaks back with attitude. I ordered a piece of pie at the Bright Spot the other day, and the lady thought I was nuts because I asked her a question, and that question led me to being like, excuse me, I was once a server, and that's not appropriate. She wouldn't talk to me, but the manager comes up, and the manager, you know, gives me a smile and says, what could I do for you? I'm like, what do you mean, what could you do for me? I want you to fire that bitch. And she got away with it. She got away with it, but I got my meal free, so it was okay. So this is a little bit of my comedy, Mindy. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right.
Laughing heart. Your life is your life. Don't let it be clubbed into dank submission. Be on the watch. There are ways out. There is light somewhere. It may not be much light, but it beats the darkness. Be on the watch. The gods will offer you chances. Know them and take them. You can't beat death, but you can beat death in life. Sometimes the more often you learn to do it, the more light there will be. Your life is your life. Know it while you have it. You are marvelous. And the gods wait to delight in you. That's a beauty, you know.
Wow. It's making me cry. That was my comedy, Mindy. What do you think?
It was very introspective. I don't know if I laughed at all, though.
You know what? Actually, that was not my comedy. That was the brilliant Tom Waits reciting Charles Bukowski.
Very poetic.
So, you know, nothing beats that. So, we're going to be right back with another song of death. So take it away and sit back. I actually like this band. They're pretty amazing. Of Monsters and Men.
Tuned in to KEXP live from Kex Hostel during Iceland Airwaves. We're in Reykjavik. And up next, we got a band with a big buzz. People so excited for this one. Of Monsters and Men live on KEXP.
Dragonfly, it ran away, but it came back with the story to say.
Mo, how may I direct your call, Daddy-O?
Hello, caller.
Looks like there's a caller.
Do they not want to talk to us?
Do they not want to talk to us? This is awesome, actually. I like this. It's very creepy. Just the sound of airwaves striking our imaginations.
They're one of the breathing stalkers.
Tom Wakers of Breathers and Wakers. Breathe in, breathe out. Financial abundance is going to come into your lifetime soon. Hello, are you there? All right, well, let's get back on track with the song. And that was of Monsters and Men. It was called Dirty Paws. Let's see if the callers are still there. Hello? Hello, is that a Mo? Are you there? It's like listening to a show while they're driving. Probably have a girl in the trunk right now. Sounds like the wind is blowing in their ears.
They butt-dialed you.
They butt-dialed me. Enjoy that. Well, tonight's show has definitely been a butt-dialed show. Thanks for naming the show, Mindy. Glad you like every show but mine. You think it's unpredictable.
Unpredictable's good.
You know, you've actually made me nervous since I started doing a show with you. It's a whole new energy. It's wonderful. Don't get me wrong, but it's like starting over. And you know what? You always have to take one step back to take 10 forward. Is that right?
Yeah.
There you go. So let's just play some comedy now, lighten up the mood from the butt callers of the program tonight. Now, what you're about to experience right now is one of my favorite comedians of all time doing a 5-minute special. And I want to introduce you with, you know, introduce the world to this guy. All the comedy fans already know this guy and all the comics out there and downtown bars right now talking about their girlfriend's vagina also know this guy. And all the clowns that sing Elvis also know this guy. And all the red leather jacket impersonators also know this guy. All the Mindy's of the world that jaw drops when they talk about somebody she doesn't really know but knows and likes also knows this guy. Please welcome, guys, to the Adamo Podcast. Sit back and enjoy the wonderful Mitch Hedberg.
All right, Mitch, just about to step on stage at Just for Laughs Montreal. How you feeling, Big Daddy?
Oh, man, I think it's going to go good. I feel the crowd is, you know, they're really laughing hard, so I'm excited. I got some ideas that I might try, you know. Hopefully it'll fly. We'll see.
You got any, like, little butterflies or insects in your stomach or anything?
yeah, totally, man. Always, man. I like to, like, move back and forth, so that could be some kind of insect effect there, totally, you know.
You're like a millipede. I just called you a millipede.
And I'm so many legs short of that, man.
No, you've only got two. Why did I do that to you? Why did I play the race card?
A dosipede.
He's a dosipede.
And now, a man who sees the world through rose-colored glasses. Literally, it's Mitch Hedberg.
Thank you. This is my favorite place to perform comedy. Big room. Packed. I like this, you know. I was here in 1998. And I performed here, and I had a pretty good set, you know. I thought it was cool. People laughed a lot, you know. But then they didn't bring me back for 3 years now. So tonight I'm going to try to suck. Maybe they'll get me back next year. I don't really like beer. I like to have a Jack and Coke, but they won't let us have it back there. One time I had a Jack and Coke, it had a lime in it, and I saw that the lime was floating. That's good news, man. Next time I'm on a boat and it capsizes, I will reach for a lime. Be water skiing without a life preserver on. People will say, "What the hell?" And I'll pull out a lime and a lemon too. I'm saved by the buoyancy of citrus. I thought my teeth were white until I washed my face with Noxzema. They are off white. I'm not even white. I'm off white. It's a new race. We will prevail. When it comes to racism, people say, "I don't care if they're black, white, purple, or green." Oh, hold on now. Purple or green? You gotta draw the line somewhere. To hell with purple people. Unless they're suffocating. Then help them. I'm staying at a hotel right now. There's no 13th floor because of superstition. But come on, man. The people on the 14th floor, you know what floor you're really on. If you jump out of the 14th floor hoping to kill yourself, you will die earlier. Is an unlucky number. If 13 is unlucky, then so should the letter B be, because B looks like a scrunch together 13. Hello, what is your name? Bob, get the hell away. I saw a commercial for an above ground pool. It was 30 seconds long. You know why? Because that's the maximum amount of time you can depict yourself having fun in an above ground pool. If it was 31 seconds, the people in the pool would be going, "What the hell? What am I supposed to do now? The water's only up to here. What should I do? Throw the ball back to Jimmy? Or put some goggles on and look at his feet?" I was going to stay overnight at my friend's house. He said, "You're going to have to sleep on the floor." Damn, gravity got me again. You don't know how bad I want to sleep on the wall. I bought a 2-bedroom house, but it's up to me how many bedrooms there are, though, isn't it? This
bedroom has an oven in it. This bedroom has a lot of people sitting around watching TV. This bedroom is AKA a hallway. This bedroom's over in that guy's house. Sir, you have one of my bedrooms. Stay out. I got a king-size bed. I don't know any kings, but if one came over, I guess he'd be comfortable. Oh, you're a king, you say. Well, you won't believe what I have in store for you. It's to your exact specifications. When I was a boy, I laid in my twin-size bed and wondered where my brother was. I live in the U.S. If you're in the U.S. and you can trick someone into thinking they're in Canada, you can get more money for a magazine. I was at a convenience store reading a magazine. The clerk said, "This is not a library." I said, "All right, I will talk louder then." I was at a restaurant. I ordered a chicken sandwich, but I don't think the waitress understood me because she said, "How would you like your eggs?" So I tried to answer her anyhow. I said, "Incubated, and then raised, and then beheaded, and then plucked, and then cut up, and then put onto a grill, and then put onto a bun. Damn, it's gonna take a while. I don't have time. Scrambled." All right, I had a cold sore. I put some Carmex on it. Carmex is supposed to heal cold sores. I don't know if it does, but it will make them shiny and more noticeable. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, that was Mitch Hedberg. Mitch Hedberg, rest in peace. I wish there was more of you, and there will be more of you soon, because I know your spirit got into somebody out there in China. So, we love you, Mitch. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Mindy, what do you think of the wonderful Mitch Hedberg?
I'm a big fan.
So you knew Mitch Hedberg?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
All
right, kick ass.
I've heard all those jokes already.
Kick ass. Well, all those listeners that never listen to Mitch,
amazing.
It's always great to show great, you know, comedy to them. It's almost like music listening to him. It has a rhythm.
Yeah.
I used to. It's amazing. It's like jazz. He's a perfect master of the skill of a joke told to an audience.
Oh, yeah.
So, Mindy, do you have any songs that you want to play for us? Because I have a couple more songs, but you know what? I felt you've been very awesome tonight, and I...
Oh.
Yes, here's a cookie. Good girl. Roof.
I'll play a little song.
Right.
For
What's this
you.
Song called? Share it with us. Is it a local band?
No, this song, the listeners may know it if they were in Japan in the 60s.
Right on. This is pretty cool, this podcast, actually. We get our audience to catch up on some great tunes, music, whatever they're doing, laying their head or driving. It's pretty cool, and now we have a cool... tune from the 60s and from Japan. That's famous there. Thanks to Mindy. Check it out.
This is Pig. Now the time for love.
Right on. Yes, rock and roll. That was pretty cool. What's the name of the band?
Pig, P-Y-G.
Nice. I heard of them, actually.
Yes.
For sure, yeah. When do they start? They're old school, right?
They're like the boy band of Japan from like the 70s.
And they still do shows today, no?
Yeah, Japan. I don't even know if they've ever toured in the U.S. But
dude, I love it.
I know.
How do you get into
them?
They're
so awesome. One of my favorite bands, Boris, covered one of their songs, and then I discovered them through that, and that music just makes me want to dance.
Yeah, dude, totally. I think we're creating the ultimate playlist for the 4th of July tomorrow. So here's a little song for you guys out there. This is Vince Noir's song. It's called a punk song from one of my favorite shows of all time, The Mighty Boosh. Check it out.
We're determining Margaret, and this one's called A Bit of Shit on Your Mum.
That was the Mighty Boosh. That was Vince Noir. It's one of the best shows. Have you seen that show, Mindy?
I haven't.
Well, all you listeners out there, you should totally check out the Mighty Boosh. It's a little dated now. It stopped in what, like 2009? However, all three seasons, I'm sure you could pull them up on Netflix or iTunes now, or go to your nearest video store, you know, buy them, record store. It's one of the best shows ever. It's kind of like Pee-wee's Playhouse meets the Adamo Breakfast Show on mushrooms. Yeah.
Ooh, mushrooms.
It's pretty extraordinary. Why do you go, ooh, mushrooms? You're doing mushrooms tomorrow for the 4th of July.
That would be wonderful, but no.
Do you think a lot of people do drugs on the 4th of July?
Yeah. A lot of people off work. A lot of people partying.
Now, I'm actually tempted to party tomorrow myself. Do you know any good parties out there?
I'm going to a little backyard barbecue.
Oh yeah, I heard about those. Great. Now let's see about the listeners out there. Any parties that we could go to tomorrow or I could go to? Let me know. Call in the radio station right now and tell me where the party is with the naked ladies that I could soon have on my show. So call in. You have about 8 minutes left to call in. We'll be right back with the wonderful French hip-hop artist MC Solar with La La La.
Avec du son d'exception, dissection sur beat, nos espions sont en faction, face de Pokémon. Voici un flow dingo comme le parti communiste de Monaco. Moi je suis un bandit, dandy de tel sucre candy, Fendi en la poule avec une paire de lunettes Fendi. Le B.A.B.A. des bases à Casablanca, tandis que toutes nos bases ont un visa NASA. Appelle-moi Mao, Mao, première asiatique couleur cacao. Né à Macao, Tao, Dieto, Dao, Tekao. Pé, Awar, Zazat, Waga, Tizi, Ouzou. Faut blaser les places et zigzaguer tel Zizou. Zizou. Deuxième étape, son boy, bouge ton body, Annie Cordy, Jordi, j'arrive, tel Berry Gordy, déjeuner lec, faut que ça pète jusqu'en discothèque, je dis neuf respect, si ça cloue le bec de loose bec, et quand je prends ce que l'on appelle le mec, je marque, autant de points qu'il y a de zéro, dans les sables de marque, animal, animé, dame de luminosité, c'est sans nervosité que j'ai clamé, moins d'animosité, donc shalom, salam, pépis, jette le caïd, il met la mouise, j'ouvre la mer avec du son wiki, on avance dans la danse avec cette théorie, si je perds ma carte orange, je la recherche en taille. Taxi, move up, ragamuffin, pom pom. Saute sur le beat comme le font les pom pom. De Copacabana à Tacabana au Canada, en passant par la Havana, on veut entendre la, la, la. Non, 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 non. Faut
Solex. On regardait son âge au fond d'un verre dur Alex. C'est dans du coton qu'on faisait pousser les haricots. L'acteur c'était Haricot Lotto, Bruno Fuego. On avait tous la banane comme Dick Rivers. Tandis que moi j'écoutais le son des Kings of the Universe. Jingalingaling, ratatatam, tout shy shy, hush hush. Plus le son des tam tam. Artiste optimiste de Paris métropolis. Comme jadis je kiffe le son piste d'Addis à Abyss. L'original style au-delà du bla bla bla. Laisse des gaga avec des la la la.
Yeah, so that was MC Solar with La La La. A pretty kick-ass French tune there for all you hip-hop heads out there or people who just like to hear something fresh. Pretty cool. Did you enjoy that, Mindy?
I did.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. He's like the Tupac of France.
I like the
still
beats.
Living. Yeah, it's pretty chill. So we're going out in style, man. This has been a real kick-ass DJ show. Didn't expect this. Went with the natural energy tonight. Hope you guys out there are listening to this show and actually enjoy it. If you're listening to this show, you could write me at shankflow@gmail.com. And, you know, you could request what you want on my show and what you want me to do to a guest on my show. So, yeah, man, we're going to have a great, great 4th of July tomorrow. Hope you guys are safe. Hope everybody does a lot of cocaine. And really, really make sure to call their mom and say, I love you. So I'm going to have another tune, and then Mindy's going to play her final tune for us. And this is a music video that I'm going to be in later on in the month. This is by Jack White. It's called 16 Saltines. And I'll be in the kid's version of this music video he's doing for his kid. So it's going to be pretty kick-ass. Take it away, Jack White. Yes, that was Jack White with 16 Saltines. Look for me in that music video later this month. It'll be an exclusive one. Comedy version of that. Be pretty kick-ass. And I'll tell you more about that to come. But this has been the Adam O podcast, the 4th of July edition, whatever that means. It's been a pleasure. It's been real cool. Thank you to Mindy. Thank you, Mindy.
You're welcome.
It's pretty kick ass. And next week, stay tuned, guys, because we're going to have the world famous, the only Tupac impersonator to ever walk this planet Earth. That's dead on a Tupac. I mean, tattoos and all. And he'll be on my program next Tuesday at 8 p.m. That will be the world famous Tupac impersonator on the Adam O podcast. You're not going to want to miss that one live. I'm Adam O. Have a happy 4th of July. I love you. Be safe. Peace.
Skid Row Studios.
You're listening to 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 Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Okay.
Let it rain, let it snow. Here we go, start the show. Breakfast.